What's up, all? Aaron, but not that Aaron, here to tell you about Sif Pop Writer's Room. For the past several years, there have been a growing amount of writers for SifPop.com providing best ever challenges, movie reviews, themes, legacies, connections, and so much more. Sif Pop Writer's Room is where that all comes together, giving a voice to those words that you read. And on the show, every week is excellent, getting to chat such a wide variety of movies with a wide variety of movie lovers, and I'm really having a lot of fun with the show, and I just think that you would too. So check out Sif Pop Writer's Room wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'll see you over there. Just remember to knock first.
Can you see me? Nice to meet you, Corey. How you doing this morning, sir?
Good, good. Thank you.
Hey, listen. One, I'm excited to connect with you. Two, thank you so much, man, for adding our song. Really, really, really appreciate it. Two, really, honestly, just encouraged that you... I haven't met you, but everyone's saying, man, he's an industry leader. And it's a good sign of Corey's spinning the song, man. It's a good sign, so...
What Else with Corey Mann from the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
On this episode of What Else, I'd like to introduce you to Richlin. So the name Richlin, is there a story behind that? There's a rich history that needs to be unfolded?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, you know, when I was signed by Goatee, Brad Moist, our A&R, said, you know, I feel like the music sonically is just so much bigger than just your name. My name is Brandon, by the way, Brandon Richardson. And so they thought of what could be like a, you know, a cool artist slash band name to throw on top of this. And so they finally boiled it down to this word, Rich Land, because my last name is Richardson. Both of my parents, believe it or not, their middle name is Lynn. One is spelled L-E-N. And then my mom's middle name is L-Y-N-N. And so we said, what about Rich Land? It's really just a name to pay homage to my parents, who've both been so instrumental just in my music journey, discipling me, and I wouldn't be who I am today without them. So that's fun because not everybody asks me that question, but that's where Rich Lynn comes from.
This is a tried and true question, but I feel like I learn a lot about my guest when I ask it. So, and you've kind of opened up the door already. So who is mom and dad?
My dad is Lance Richardson. My mom is Rebecca Richardson. My dad is a cowboy through and through. I grew up on a ranch. He managed a cattle operation of about 1,200 head of cows at the time. He builds log homes now out in Central Oregon, handcrafted, hand-scribed log homes. He's just a legend. He's my hero. And my mom was my youth pastor growing up. They're both amazing, and we live close to them out here in the mountains of Central Oregon because we have four kids of our own. And after the third, we said, we got to get as close to grandma and grandpa as we possibly can. And so we're out here with them and just love them, and they're a gift to us, man.
Take me back to youth group days. Tell me something your mom said that you remember to this day.
Wow, that's a great question. I remember a lot of different things that she told me. Don't do that being one. But, you know, the thing about my mom, if I'm being honest and transparent, my mom from day one, I feel like I had a head start because she would always say, Brandon, you're a leader. You're a leader. Even when I didn't feel like I was a leader. And so she always expected a lot of me. I can honestly say she, without her, I would not be doing what I'm doing today. She was very instrumental in encouraging me and calling me up, I think is how we like to phrase that, calling people up into their destiny, into their assignment, if you will. But she was always my biggest encourager, even as a young person. And so I'll always remember that, Brandon, you're a leader. You, people like you, they want to hear what you have to say. And so I tell people today that if it wasn't for my mom putting that mic in front of me, you know, in our local youth group, in Paisley, Oregon at 12 years old, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. So she was super instrumental in my musical journey.
Paisley, Oregon, population 250. Let's say you and I get a day together. What are we doing? What are we seeing? What are we eating? Or are we getting out of Paisley and going somewhere else?
Well, I mean, at 12 years old in the 90s, there was no such thing as getting out of Paisley. So if you're in Paisley and you're in Lake County, if it's summer, we would probably hit the falls, which was the local swim spot. We would hit the homestead, which was a restaurant, which is no longer there today as of 3 or 4 years ago. And it still breaks my heart when I roll through Paisley and I see the homestead isn't there. But the homestead had a pool billiards area in the back of the restaurant where kids would go to shoot pool. And then there was the basketball courts. So as far as things to do in Paisley, and listen, that's the 90s. That's pre-internet, pre-social media. If you weren't in Paisley, now I lived in a town 30 minutes north called Summer Lake, where my dad managed this ranch. And there was a lake really close. I say really close, 3-4 miles from where we grew up. And so we just walk and run to the lake every day and go fish. And we just had to be back by dark. That was the only thing. So if you weren't fishing, if you weren't swimming, if you weren't playing pool or play basketball, you're probably homesick or having to work, you know, with your parents somewhere. That's the exhaustive list and the options that you had in the 90s growing up in Paisley or Summer Lake.
You said the word we a lot. Who was we back then?
So my brother, I have a younger brother who's 2 years younger than me. And so we would, you know, especially during the summer when there was no school, we'd be out at the lake or the river, just killing time.
Thick as thieves?
So to speak, with fishing poles. That's it. Yes, sir.
Is he into music like you are?
Context, growing up on a ranch, we grew up on everything country. 80s, 90s country. Is embedded into the fabric of our being. And so it was CCM and country music. And so he's a country head, loves country music, but he's a businessman. But yeah, that will all country music and CCM is, you know, that's kind of the genesis of our musical.
Gun to your head, Garth Brooks or Dwight Yoakam?
Oh, Dwight, all day, every day. In fact, I got to go see Dwight at the Ryman a couple years ago, and I about lost my voice because I was singing every word of all this. So I grew up a massive Dwight fan. In fact, there was a thing where we grew up because there's country music fans, and then there's people that grew up on a ranch in the cowboy lifestyle with country music. So there's two different demographics. It was either you were Garth or you were Alan Jackson. And Alan Jackson was just so much more respected for some reason, I don't know, within the cowboy community. I don't know if that's because George Jones said he was the guy that was keeping it country. So, but Alan Jackson had way more respect amongst the cowboy community than Garth Brooks did, at least where I grew up. But yeah, Dwight, all day, every day.
And you said you grew up in that ranch life. So, you know, the cowboy life, 310 to Yuma or Silverado?
You know what's funny? I never saw Silverado. I did see 310 to Yuma. For everybody not watching, he just walked out of the room.
How have you not seen Silverado?
Yeah, I haven't seen Silverado, man. No, I would say, man, probably honestly more than anything, like Lonesome Dove. Like I'm talking about brandings every spring. When you move the cows, you're moving them on the public highway. Where I grew up, even you go back there today, time stands still. It doesn't feel like 2022 when you go back to Lake County today. It is a culture that really stands the test of time. And so, yeah, I never saw Silverado, but I would say, you know, more Lonesome Dove. There's such pride amongst the cowboy community where I came from. And really, if you own a ranch, you're there for life. You know, a lot of the friends that I went to school with, they're still in that area and they're set up to eventually take over the family operation. My dad managed a ranch and he made a intentional decision for my brother and I that we were not going to be cowboys because there's just, unless you own something, there's just not enough money in it to make a living. And so he made sure we got out, got an education, So we're doing what we're doing today. But yes, I do need to go watch Silverado.
Let's talk family. How deep is the bench in the Richardson house?
Yeah, we're a family of four. We had three boys right out of the gate. So we had the three bucks, and we're at 9, 8, 6. And then we finally got the little princess, who's three. And so we've been in it, man. At one point, we had three under three, three in diapers. And so my wife is a legend. She's not just a stay-at-home mom. She homeschools these kids as well. And so she's in the trenches. But, you know, we wouldn't trade it for anything, man. We're having so much fun as they grow. The house is crazy, and it's loud, and it's fun. But we love that dynamic, man. We're still young and energetic ourselves. So we're having a good time, man.
What are the kids into right now?
My oldest, I have officially indoctrinated him into becoming a diehard Bills Mafia, Buffalo Bills fan. So he's loving the whole football scene. My middle guy's big into Legos. My third little guy, Wesley, he loves dance. My wife was just talking about putting him into hip hop dance class because he's always moving and grooving to music. And then, I mean, for my 3-year-old daughter, it's you can probably guess it. I mean, it's all about unicorns right now. So she's in that unicorn. We just got her a cat, a kitten, not long ago. So her whole world revolves around unicorns and her little kitty. So that's a little snapshot for you.
Did I hear or read correctly? You got some sports in your background. You were an athlete, basketball, or?
I mean, I grew up with the basketball in my hand. I think if you grew up in the 90s, well, especially where I grew up, where there was nothing to do, you either worked or you played sports. But I did. I fell in love with basketball at an early age. And I actually, growing up in a really small town, there was nobody recruiting anywhere down there. So I went to a recruiting camp in L.A. It was called the Double Pump Camp. Got to play in front of Bobby Knight, his son. There's a bunch of coaches, Division I coaches there. So I was recruited by the Air Force Academy, but I was never disciplined enough. I knew going into my senior year, there's no way I was disciplined enough to go play at the Air Force Academy and everything that comes along with that. So I went to Bible school instead. But yeah, I did. I love basketball, sports. I'm a bit of a sports addict. Pray for me. I need some deliverance there. But yeah, that's for sure how I spent my time growing up.
What else? We'll be right back after this. In case I can get my 15-year-old basketball-loving son to actually listen to his dad's podcast, let's go top five players of all time. You know, the position you played, and let's go top five players, please.
Yeah, so I was a point guard, which in a small school, it was a lot of fun because I was 6'5". And, you know, you're playing against other teams in 1A schools where they're posts. You know, their big men are 5'11 and 6 foot. So I had a fun time with that. My top five, look, it's MJ 1. I'm going to say Kobe 2, Bill Russell 3, LeBron 4. And I mean, I grew up a Rip City fan. Obviously, if you're in Oregon, you're a Rip City fan. And Shaq was just, it was unfair having to watch the Lakers play the Blazers all the time. That game 7 loss where he would just dominate and throw everybody around. So as far as the most dominant ever, he's got to like round out that top five. So, you know, don't canonize that, but that's like, you know, that's just kind of shooting from the hip. That would be my top five, but for sure MJ one. And I think Kobe's got to be top three and LeBron maybe four. So
how interesting on this day, you and I recording this podcast, Michael's birthday today.
Is it really?
It is.
Wow. Your love is like the thunder, shaking every heart. You're the light that's breaking through the dark. Your love is like the thunder, waking every eye. You're the hope that rips through the dead of night. Oh, caught up in the wonder, wonder. Oh, oh, oh. Your love is like the I remember as a kid, said yes to Jesus at a little camp in Bly, Oregon. And so I grew up in the church, obviously. I would also say there was just a progressive, you know, falling in love with Jesus. We go from glory to glory, right? And so we continue to grow in the knowledge of who he is. what he's done for us. And so I have early memories of having moments with the Lord. But yeah, I was probably, man, I was probably 8-9 years old when, you know, I made that decision.
You're 12 years old and mom pushes you up on the stage. At least I'm in my mind's eye, I think she's pushing you.
Oh, I remember the very first time. So she began to bring the youth together, really junior high, high school together. And I remember the very first time there was a youth gathering. It was in the school cafeteria and she told me to get your guitar and I was scared to death. But at that time you grab a few songs that you're familiar with in church. The Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. I don't even think shout to the Lord was a thing yet at that point, but you throw out a couple Maranatha tunes. And that was my first memory of leading worship. So it just kind of took off from there.
Do you remember when your music became a thing? Like, I'm gonna try one of my songs tonight.
I never wrote worship songs as a kid. You know, I started writing songs like in high school, but none of them were Jesus lyrics. You know, I think I tried to write a couple love songs. There was nothing that would serve the young people in Paisley, Oregon, or that would lead them to the feet of Jesus, that's for sure.
I need to know right now, were you a solo artist in high school, or did you have a band? And if so, I'm going to need to know that band's name.
No, you know, there was no band. However, there was a buddy of mine who started a band with a buddy from another town about 45 minutes away called California Stop Sign. And they asked me to write a song for him. So I did write a song for him called California Stop Sign. And I pray that never is discovered and that just kind of stays in the vault. But
how did it go?
Man, it was like, you treat me like a California stop sign. I think the next lyric was like, never slowing down to let me catch my breath. No, no. And when you're done, you're always on the run. It's time for you to stop and make me your number one. Da-na-na-na-na. You know, and back then it was like Puddle of Mud was a thing. I think it kind of had like a Puddle of Mud vibe because that's kind of what they were into. And so I did my best, like, you know, Toby Mac impression, trying to write for other artists and make it sound dope at the time. So
you said you had that, your country music growing up, and then the CCM is in there as well. So what are your first memories of an industry you're now a part of? What were you listening to?
Well, the first like CCM CD that I owned that I wore out was Jesus Freak. And I have so many fond memories of that CD because
me too.
I was able to, like on the bus, you know, to road trips, everybody would have their Walkman, you know, their CD Walkman, and you would trade CDs. And I had a buddy who had Tupac's All Eyes on Me CD, and I wasn't allowed to listen to hip hop. I was like, yo, dude, I got this one CD that I think you'd really dig. And so I gave him the Jesus Freak record for a minute, and he listened to it. And he was like, oh, okay. Which allowed me to listen to Tupac, All Eyes on Me, and take that home for a couple days. So I'm forever indebted to Toby and the guys for Jesus Freak because it allowed me to listen to All Eyes on Me for an extended period of time and smuggle it into my house.
We were the joy set before your eyes, before you ever came to split the skies. I took all the blame and paid our ransom price by your love and your blood. Then like a king you broke the back of sin, and hope came in just like a rushing wind. Now every heart can freely enter in by your love, your blood. Your royal blood was spilled for us to call us kings who have overcome. Your royal blood now covers us. Your favor shines on us like the sun. Your
you're now on a label led by Toby Mac. What's it like working with one of your heroes?
I mean, it's still surreal. You know, I think when you really stop, it's wild how we get so busy and kind of going after things that you really forget how really incredible it is, how the Lord connects the dots and as Dr. Seuss would say, oh, the places you will go. So yeah, when I really step back and look at everything from a holistic standpoint, it's really amazing how the Holy Spirit has orchestrated everything. Obviously, it's an honor, a childhood dream, really, because I grew up listening to Everything Goatee as well. But even Ryan Stevenson in that piece, Ryan growing up in Bonanza, just over the mountain in the farming community, and us being friends forever, and him landing at Goatee, and eventually, you know, bringing me to the table. So it's very much an honor. It's very much a dream come true, and I'm blessed to work with an incredible group of extremely talented people.
Can you give me a piece of wisdom or advice he's passed on to you that's already made an impact on your craft?
I think the last time I saw him, I was in the studio, he was in the studio, and we were just outside. In the course of conversation, he said, "Man, I'm just convinced I'm not the most talented." He basically said, "I'm not the most talented guy," which I disagree with, but that he's just worked extremely hard. You learn how to work extremely. In fact, this is what he said, so I don't butcher it. It was, "I'll take that hard work. Those that aren't as gifted, you learn to work harder. And sometimes that work ethic will get you places where talent and potential won't." It was something to that effect. And I remember thinking, man, how true is that? There's so many talented people. And his story, obviously, what a phenomenal writer. His ability to write and craft songs and just continue to put out song and record after record that ministers and blesses so many people. And so I think there's something to be said in 2022 to not just be talented and gifted, but to continue to steward your craft every day by working and showing up. And that's a man for, you know, decade after decade that's continued to show up. And so that really inspires me as a 30-something to not pay attention to what everybody else is doing, just steward what God's given you and show up every day and work.
He's also a great spotter of talent, so hats off to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Let's do a new segment I'm going to call Questions from Way Out in Left Field.
I like it. You got it.
Would you rather be the best player on a horrible team or the worst player on a great team?
Worst player. I hate to lose. I couldn't endure that.
If humans came with a warning label, what would yours say?
If humans came with a warning label, objects in mirror may be closer than they appear.
One thing you may not know about me.
Ooh, I cannot do roller coasters. The first time I got on a roller coaster with a girl that I was very much into at the time at 16, I got up and within 5 minutes vomited a rope that just barely missed her head. And so I get car sickness, motion sickness super easy. And so I can't ever do a ride. I can't ever do rides with my kids. The older they get, they're going to enjoy those on their own.
Have you ever had a this can't be happening moment?
You know, there was a time where I literally thought we were going to die coming over the pass, the Sanian Pass here in Oregon. We got caught in a whiteout and hit a wall of snow, reared off the road, getting buried in snow, and the whiteout wasn't stopping anytime soon. And my wife was in there. We had our 6-month-old at the time, and it was night, and literally thought we were going to die. And I had that kind of, man, this can't be the way it ends. And started to pray, and the whiteout immediately stopped. Someone came and found us. But that was that was one of those moments that would be applicable to that question for sure.
If you got stuck in an elevator and were forced to listen to one song, what song do you get to pick?
Right now, I'm going to go with Royal Blood, Hook, Line, and Sinker. Great band. One of my favorite rock bands right now.
A lot of noise from just two guys, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We're going to land the plane with this one. Spider-Man or Batman, and why?
Batman every day, because Batman, unlike all of these Marvel superheroes, some of the other DC, Batman could realistically happen. Batman is a hero of the people. He didn't get bit by some radioactive spider. I mean, he's moody. He's one of us. I mean, he's Batman. I grew up a massive, massive Batman fan. That 1989 Jack Nicholson, Michael Keaton, that it's still my favorite Batman film of them all. But no, Batman for sure.
Did we just become best friends?
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Oh, dude, I so love you now. I think so. God is in a good mood. Let me just remind you. His smile stays fixed on you. Cause it's Jesus that he sees you through. Even on your worst day. After a mistake. Now he don't change the way the weather.
My thanks to Brandon Richardson, otherwise known as Richland, Brad Moyes at Goatee Records, and as always, to you. Thanks for listening to this podcast.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I appreciate the time. I actually thoroughly enjoyed myself. This was great.
What Else with Corey Mann from the Studio DNA Podcast Network. Hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play. Original music by Jason Roy. Feel free to leave some feedback, write a review, or tell a friend about What Else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network.